talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
We'll keep you company whenever you...
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Gwyneth Paltrow with Coming Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening one weekend from now, August 25th through the 27th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center. And we'll be talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. Also, Steve Hodge with KBRS Incorporated. Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting. And also Scott Pratt with Enjoy the Shade. Well, we are at Charleston Home and Design Magazine are very, very busy putting together what is looking to be one of the best, if not the best, home shows that we've ever organized. And we've been doing these since 2004. We do three a year, and we're so excited about all of the programming that we've got going on for the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. Let me give you a couple of an idea of a few of the show highlights that we've got going on. First of all, the show takes place next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., we've got free admission. So we're throwing open the doors. Anybody, we want everyone to come down to the Charleston Fall Home Show next Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have discounted admission, $2 admission after 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And if you come before 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it's only $7 per person. But if you wait until after 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday, $2 per person. And if you're one of the first 200 families that that show up on either Saturday or Sunday, you pay that $2 discounted admission. And on Saturday, starting at 2 p.m., we've partnered with ABC News 4, and we've teamed up to give away 200 free hurricane kits to the first 200 families. So just pay that $2 discounted admission, and everybody gets the first 200 people get a free hurricane kit. On Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock, we are giving away 200 free green leaf candles from M.W. Hunter Custom Interiors. And Greenleaf Candles are a South Carolina-made product up in Spartanburg. And you can buy those Greenleaf Candles at M.W. Hunter Custom Interiors located in West Ashley. I think they sell them for about $20 a piece. So it's a really, really nice item. And the first 200 families, one per family, that pay that $2 discounted admission get on Sunday, August 27th, get a free Greenleaf Candle. So that's exciting. Also, we've got free home improvement seminars taking place Saturday and Sunday. And so, for example, on Saturday, we've got Choosing Paint Colors and Accessorizing Your Home, presented by interior designer Bobby Joe Engleby of Domain Interiors. Also, the next seminar takes place at 1:30 on next Saturday, and it's Planning Your Dream Kitchen, presented by Signature Kitchens and Baths and Signature Appliance Center. At 2:30 next Saturday, we've got Outdoor Living, Great Spaces for Relaxing and Entertainment, presented by landscape architect J.R. Kramer. Also taking place on Saturday is a special event that I'm really excited about called Inside the Architect's Mind. And we've arranged to have four of Charleston's top architects who will each be presenting a one-hour slideshow, kind of like a fascinating one-hour digital photo presentation of homes designed by their firms, and offer insights into each one of those projects. And I'll give you an example of what I picked up last year listening to one of these architect seminars. Architect Chris Rose talked about how he never puts a drain in the middle of a shower because people don't like to step on those drains. So he always arranges with the tile installer to put that drain like underneath one of the benches in the shower, far away from where you stand. And that's just like one of those really simple ideas. Doesn't really cost anything more. So if you're planning a bathroom remodel or you're building a new house, that's just one little tip that you're going to pick up and say, ah, I want that for my house. So you're going to get lots and lots of great information straight from the architects themselves. And that's taking place next Saturday. Four different architect firms starting at 1 o'clock, 1, 2, 3, and 4 o'clock, these seminars are taking place. Also in the category of free, we're offering free design consultations for homeowners by professional local interior designers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And so, for example, you're building a house, you're remodeling, you maybe need some paint colors, some help with some paint colors. Just call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 577-7652, and you can set up an appointment to sit down with one of these professional interior designers. They're all local, and they are volunteering their time to give the public free design advice. And so I did want to thank each of the interior designers by name for volunteering their time. Interior designers Stacia Burke, Heidi Huddleston, Ann Yancey Rogers, Lee McElpine, Amanda Kelly, Duval Acker, Marva Williams, Karen Alagna, Sandra Gaylord, Catherine August, Anna Bett Moore, and also Scott Anderson, who is an architect and an interior designer. And so all of those folks, thank you so much for volunteering your time to help homeowners with whatever their design dilemma that they may have. And you may not have ever worked with an interior designer in the past, and this is going to give you a great opportunity to sample what it's like, what an interior designer can bring to a project. So if you'd like a free design consultation at the Charleston Fall Home Show, call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 577-7652. That's 577-7652. On Friday, I mentioned the free admission, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then we close the doors for an hour, and we give all of our vendors a chance to prepare for our big home show party happening Friday evening, 7 to 10 p.m. And there is a ticket that you do need come to the home show party. We call it Kitchens, Baths, and All That Jazz. And it takes place next Friday, August 25th, from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll have live jazz from Tonal Eclipse. And that $15 ticket entitles you to complimentary beer, wine, and all of the vendors have got delicious catered food at their booths. So it's really a great value, you know, $15 per person, and you get beer, wine, and lots of great catered food at all of the vendors' booths. You can buy those tickets at charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com, or if you come that evening, we do have a sellout limit, and so if there's any tickets still available, you can pick them up Friday evening for $20 per person. In addition, we are giving away five different $2,000 prize packages. We call them our fall fix-up home improvement prize packages, and so sometimes people think, I've got about as much of a chance of winning a contest whether I enter it or not. And so, but we always have local winners at our home shows. And so we, rather than having just one winner, we're going to have five different winners. And so, one lucky local will win a $2,000 garage organizing system from Low Country Monkey Bars. Another local will win a $2,000 showroom-style garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialist. A third lucky local will win a teak furniture package from Outside Is In. Another local winner will win a $2,000 kids bed set from Max Tricks Kids Furniture. And our fifth lucky local will win a $2,000 custom live edge dining room table from Charleston Amish Furniture. So five different locals, each will win a $2,000 prize package. And as I said, we always have local winners. You definitely want to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Have I given you enough reasons? We couldn't have the home show, any of our home shows, without the support of the A-list, top-tier vendors that we have that will be at the show. And we have we've carefully curate the home show, meaning that we are very, very careful with the types of businesses that we invite to display. We don't want too many of one category, for example. We want to make sure that whatever your need is around the home, that we're going to have a great local company that will be represented at the show who can help you. And so we've got over 100 local A-list contractors and local companies that are literally picking up their showrooms, bringing them down to the Gilliard Center, and setting up, giving up their weekends to offer expert advice and to make contact with you. And so it really is a great opportunity. And if you haven't noticed already, the Charleston market is very, very busy. These local contractors and home service providers are equally busy, and so the demand on them is very, very good, but they are highly motivated and they're ready to hire. They are ready to talk with you about your project, and a lot of times people don't know the first step to take on a project. They know they want a new kitchen, but they don't know what the first step is. Come to the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Talk to the almost 100 A-list local companies that we have that are on display, and you'll get a game plan together. You'll know exactly what you want to get. And in particular, I did want to mention we've got about 15 general contractors. These are contractors that specialize. You would hire them if you wanted to build a house, for example, or if you wanted to undertake a big remodel project at your house. They're the people that provide all the coordination, and you hire them to ensure that your project is the outcome is exactly what you hope for. And one of the categories at the home show that we felt like we really need to overpopulate was the general contractor category. So we have about 15 general contractors that specialize in new construction. They also specialize in remodeling, a lot of remodeling contractors. So you're going to find, you will certainly find the right contractor for you. You just have to, and it's a great chance to interview them and find out exactly who you want to hire. Well, come on out next weekend. We hope everybody will visit CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. CharlestonFallHomeShow.com. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening 1 week from today. It's going on next weekend, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile. How are you, Jay?
Doing great, Tim.
Good. Jay, take a moment and tell everybody about Melser Tile.
We are a family-owned and operated tile and stone distributor. Next year will be 50 years in business for us. We're on Dorchester Road. We have a 7,500 square foot showroom, a 30,000 square foot warehouse with basically everything you need to do a really small, simple project or a very intricate project, commercial and residential.
Very good. So Melser Tile, next year you folks will be celebrating your 50th anniversary and being in business. And we have a lot of newcomers to Charleston, and so they may not know Melser Tile from, you know, any other tile store. What do you think has been the secret to success for Melser Tile, and really what sets you apart from other tile distributors?
Well, I think because we've been here so long, we know the builders and remodelers in town, also know a lot of the customers in town, but I think we try to do things on a very personal level. If there's a decision that needs to be made, every decision is made in this building. We don't have to call Atlanta or Dallas or wherever to make those decisions, and so that's kind of been the secret for our success, I believe.
And you have how many designers here that help customers?
We have six showroom designers. And they've been here ranging anywhere from a year and a half to one of them's been with us for over 20 years. Mm. And these ladies do a fantastic job, and they can help you, again, like I said before, whether you're doing something really simple or whether it's, you know, a very extravagant project, they can help you with any of your tile needs.
Who's the designer that's been here 20 plus years? Is that Phyllis?
It's Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Yes.
So everybody knows Phyllis.
Yes. She's gone to part time now. She works 3 days a week. She still does a great job for us, and we appreciate her very much.
Well, very good. Well, how do the designers help customers? Because it can be kind of an overwhelming experience coming to a tile store just because of the volume of and variety of different products.
Yeah, I think the first thing that we try to do is we try to really listen to what your goals are. You know, what is it that you're trying to do? Are you just selecting tile because your builder said you had to, or are you really trying to make a statement with it? And then from there, we just sort of start eliminating certain portions of the showroom until we get you down to the products that you may be interested in. But I think the key there is listening to what your goals are with what you're doing with tile.
And, you know, the interesting thing, when we built our house 9 years ago, I recall we wanted to use glass tile in our backsplash. And we picked out one type of glass tile, and it just didn't fit into the budget. And your folks, and I believe it was Phyllis in particular, really helped to find us another type of glass tile that did fit into the budget. So it's almost like there's always another way to look at the problem, to solve the problem.
That's right. That's right. And we are very, very conscious. Part of that listening for us is also listening to your budget and where you are as far as that goes. Some clients have, you know, some unlimited budgets and some don't. So we try to really listen to that and show you products that will fit your particular budget.
What are you finding customers doing? Some of they're doing a lot of research online, what are they doing in terms of what they're bringing to the designers here at Melser Tile when they're looking to select tile? Are they doing a lot of research like on Pinterest and so forth?
Yeah, we see a lot of Pinterest and Howls and things of that nature, and that's very helpful. It's not always realistic because some of the stuff you see on there might just be built, like some of the tile companies will just build something for a picture and snap the picture and take it down. So what we try to do is take what you want to do and make it into a realistic product, because there's certain, like a wall tile, for instance, some of the wall tiles you can't use on the floor and, you know, vice versa, that kind of thing. So we try to take the look you're after and try to give you the best product to fit that need.
It seems like, is it my imagination or are the tile manufacturers continually coming up with new different types and styles and sizes and so forth? I mean, it's must be, is our customers kind of driving that experience where they're saying, do you have this type of tile, or are you providing that tile, the new types of tile to the customer and they're responding to that?
Yeah, I think we have, you know, so many long-term vendors that, you know, that's what those vendors do, is they look at the trends and they produce products for that trend. And then, you know, we either bring it in for stock or we may just do a vignette out of it and special order those items in until it takes a foothold. But most of it comes from the manufacturers that we deal with directly.
Mm-hmm. What types of trends or new products are you seeing in tile that you're seeing customers looking for and seem to be selling a lot here at Melser Tile?
Well, you know, size-wise, the sizes continue to get bigger and bigger. When I started doing this 29 years ago, we used to sell a lot of 4.25 by 4.25. We very seldom sell that unless it's a commercial project like a school or a restaurant or something like that. But, you know, now we're selling, you know, a lot of 12 by 24 has become a staple crop. We're selling, we've even sold a job with some 5-foot by 5-foot panels of a thin tile. But the large format is definitely here to stay. And there's a lot of things that go into using a large format tile that are different, that the tile guy needs to be aware of and that the homeowner needs to be aware of, some extra prep work and all. And we try to keep all of our showroom salespeople and our contractor sales folks up on all of those rules and regulations of what you need to do to prepare for those particular products.
Mm-hmm. And that large format tiles, they're even going into like small powder rooms. So you'd see a lot of tile on the floor if it was like say 12 by 12s or something, but with a large format going into a small powder room, you hardly see any grout lines at all.
That's right. You have a lot fewer grout joints and therefore your maintenance is typically a lot less. Just basically sweep and mop. So we're doing a lot with like 8x48s and the wood look, 7x40s, 6x24, 6x36s are all really, really popular.
It's almost unimaginable to think about cooler weather, but it is coming. When it does get a little bit cold outside, people like their tile with heated floors if possible. Can Melser help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We carry a couple of different brands of heated floors. One of them the main one that we sell is from a company called Schluter. And basically what you have is a wire coil. It's not the water ones like are done a lot up in the Northeast, but this is a wire coil that's put down first with a mat system, and then you thin set your tile over the top of it. There's a what they call a setback thermostat where you can program it to come on 3, 4, 5 times a day, how many ever times a day you want to. So, for instance, in the colder months, you might program it to be on when you get up and normally take your shower. And so we do very, very well with those, even in hot Charleston.
How long does it take for those floors to warm up?
You know, that has gotten a lot better. When we first started selling these things, it was probably 45 minutes. But now we, I would say probably, and depending, it depends on a lot of things, the thickness of your tile and things of that nature, but typically about 15 minutes and, okay. and it's warm.
And you can set that on a preset timer so that it'll turn on 15 minutes before you're going into the bathroom in the morning. And are they energy efficient or?
They're very energy efficient. As a matter of fact, they will, you know, take a little bit of the chill off of the whole room. So yeah, they're very energy efficient. We even have one thermostat. It's an upgrade thermostat that you can buy and you can control with your smartphone if you ever felt the need to do that. Mm-hmm. So.
And talk about the zero entry showers. This you folks just picked up a new line, I understand.
Yeah, we did. The zero entry or curbless showers have been a really, really popular thing in Europe for years and years, and they've made their way here. And, you know, they first started for folks in a handicapped situation, but they've grown to where it's sort of a stylish thing now to do that. In the old days, you sort of had to you had to either go in, you know, if you were on a crawl space, you had to go in and cut the joists out. It's a lot of expense and that kind of thing. We have just picked up a new line called ARC, and basically what it is a pan, Tim, that you cut out just the part of the subfloor where the pan is going, insert this pan into it, waterproof that piece, and then you will basically, you don't have any transitions at the doorway. Once you put your backer board and your tile down, you'll basically go from the doorway over, and then it will slope down towards the drain.
Hmm. And that's one of those aging in place things that besides it just looking really good and being stylish, you know, if somebody is in their forever house, they might want to look at something like that so that, you know, as time goes on, they'd be able to get into that shower without in a wheelchair or a walker or something like that.
That's correct, yes.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Melser Tile?
You can go to our website at melsertile.com. You can give us a call at 843-744-5345. You can check us out on Instagram. Or Facebook, or you could come by in person to 4965 Dorchester Road.
And Melser Tile, you folks always have a lot of on sale items in the back of the back of the showroom between the warehouse and the showroom, right?
Right, in the contractor sales office, we do. We have some things that have been discontinued, and then just sort of some truckload deals that we take advantage of. And so we got several items back there now that are incredibly competitive. So
very good. Well, we have been talking with Jay Rotten with Melser Tile, and thanks so much to Melser Tile for hosting today's radio show. And also being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show happening next weekend, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center downtown. Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show happening next weekend, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Steve Hodge with KBRS Incorporated. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everybody about KBRS Incorporated.
Sure. We manufacture custom shower waterproofing pans and all the waterproofing that goes along with showers. The big thing that separates us from everyone else in the market is we can do any size, any shape. Mm-hmm. So especially now with the market booming, you get some really creative projects out there, and we can accommodate anything. So if someone wants it to be curbless, we can do that. If someone wants the drain to be off center, we can do that. And we can do whatever style seats they want. We have niches, and we can really again, accommodate the custom market very well, and we have standard sizes as well. Mm-hmm. But our product is like no other. It's the most thought-out product out there. We actually model our manufacturing after the manufacturing of surfboards. So it's all positive side waterproofing, what we call. And that way, all the water's on top, and the only place it can go is right to the drain.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What is a shower pan?
Sure. So under the tile in your shower.
Uh-huh.
There's waterproofing. Mm-hmm. I know most people don't think of that. They think tile is waterproof, and it's not, obviously. But under that is a we manufacture an actual pan. It's made out of a 3-pound expanded polystyrene foam, so it's very, very dense. And we can shape that to any size, any shape, again. And then we also have the wallboard and then all the waterproofing that goes along with it. So a roll-on waterproofing, we have a marine-grade polyurethane that we use for the seams. And that way, when the shower is done, it's completely 100% waterproof and ready for tile.
So the grout is porous, right?
Correct.
And so if you...
Even if with a sealer, it's still going to be porous.
Okay. And what would happen if someone doesn't have a KBRS incorporated shower pan? What could potentially happen?
There are several products out there and several ways of doing shower waterproofing. The one that we still see the most is what's called a traditional mortar bed. So there's actually the guys out there that are doing it, the craftsmen that are out there doing it, are pouring a bed of mortar on top of a rubber liner, and then they're waterproofing that with a roll-on waterproofing. So it's taking them longer to do it, and that mortar is not waterproof. It's porous. So the water goes through the tile, goes into the mortar bed, seeps all the way down to that liner, and sits there. Mm-hmm. And eventually it wicks back up, which is what creates mold and mildew for homeowners. Mm-hmm. That frustrates, I know, homeowners, you know, everywhere. So what we have done is we've created this pan that can be installed in 25 minutes. So we're saving laborers time. And once they install the pan, they can get right on top of it and start installing the wallboard and have a shower waterproofed in one day versus 2 days or 3 days, depending on the size of the shower. So not only are we giving them a better product in the end, but we're also helping these guys that are install it make more money for themselves as well.
Right, right. Have you ever heard of any instances where that rubber membrane might spring a leak itself?
Yeah, there's actually a couple different issues with it. Even if it's installed perfectly, you could have someone come behind and put in a shower door and screw the shower hardware right through the curb and create a hole in your liner. So even if you do it perfectly, you could still have issues with leaks. With our system, we have a curb that you also install. That curb has a half-inch self-sealing cap on top that prevents that from happening if a shower door installer screws through that. But also you could have an installer come, and once they have that rubber liner down, they could nick it with their trowel and create a hole. Even if it's, you know, a minute hole, it could still be a leak that you may not see for years, but it could cause damage all that time. Mm-hmm. And also...
What kind of damage?
Well, the water damage. It gets to the subfloor and sits there and rots it. And we've seen it. I see it every day. I see houses that are less than 2 years old that are multi-million-dollar homes that have $10,000 worth of damage.
And because it's the leak is taking place underneath the shower... It's hard to notice, right?
If it's on a first floor, you may not notice it until it's, you know, way too late or someone else sees it. If it's on the second floor, you're going to notice it when your ceiling falls through, and not only will you damage your shower and your subfloor, but you're damaging potentially furniture and sheetrock and hardwood floors. So that cost of repair is even greater.
Is the KBRS incorporated shower pan is it less expensive than having the tile installer put down that rubber membrane and then all the everything else on top of that?
I've been told that we are less expensive, more expensive, and right on target. It really depends on who I'm talking to and in what market. Mm-hmm. But on average, we are a little bit more as far as the product itself goes, but we're saving time and labor. Mm-hmm. And I've got customers all across this area that'll back me up on that.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that you've got... some installers, tile installers, that are, you know, will readily embrace the KBRS incorporated shower pan, but then you've probably got some old dogs out there who just, they're going to do it the same way that they've done it for years, and that's that. And in those cases, really the only way to make sure that you've got a shower that never leaks is for the homeowner to kind of insist to the builder or to the tile installer that they use the KBRS incorporated shower pan.
That's been the case to some extent. You know, we love those guys too, that they're stuck in what they do because we believe in loyalty. And eventually we'll win them over and they'll be loyal to us as well. But I tell them, keep doing it because that's going to keep us in business. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing, whether they do it perfectly or not, is going to eventually fail. Mm-hmm. But yes, the homeowners, that's been big for us, is getting them to push back from their direction, saying, well, this is what we want. It's what we believe is best. And we believe in, if that cost is there, then we're going to save it down the road and not having any leaks.
Not to mention, I would think that the builders would be a big proponent of the KBRS Incorporated shower pan, because they don't want those callbacks. They don't want that
exactly.
callback from the homeowner one day that says they've got a serious problem and you got to come out here and fix it.
But I'm a builder myself, and I've lost nights of sleep wondering about leaks. I've had calls, you know. And I know I've had customers that are builders that love what we do, that say that's the only thing they'll do, and for that very reason alone, that they're willing to put a little bit more up front if they need to, not always, you know, the case, just to have that security in the long run and to set themselves apart as a better builder. You know, you have everybody out there says they're a premier builder, but really, what are you doing to make yourself premier that the homeowner's not going to see?
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's not just all the visual aesthetics of the house. It's
right.
what's really going into the bones of the house that's going to make
right.
it better.
That makes sense. One of those products that it may be hard to get homeowners to really focus on and pay attention to, but it's vitally important, is the shower pan. So if you are planning to remodel your bathroom, or you're building a house and you know you're obviously going to be building several bathrooms in that house, you definitely want to look into the KBRS Incorporated shower pan. And how can folks get more information about the KBRS Incorporated shower pan?
The best way to do it is from our website, kbrsinc.com. I'm also locally here in Charleston. You can reach me through the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to come out and go over what we do and how we do it and what our beliefs are. Mm-hmm. But definitely go to the website and check it out. We have a dealer locator map. We're partnered with several great dealers in this area, but also across the country that you know, believe in our product. There's a product resource guide there. There's videos, links to YouTube on how to do the installs,
mm-hmm.
if you're curious about that, and just kind of go from there.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Hodge with KBRS Incorporated. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile, located at 4965 Dorchester Road in North Charleston, and we're very proud to have Melser Tile as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening next weekend, August 25th through the 27th, at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Linda, take a moment and tell everybody about AMSCO Lighting.
AMSCO Lighting is a unique lighting company. We deal in mirrors, light fixtures, light bulbs, just about any kind you can think of, from medical light bulbs to corn cobs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in business for over 40 years. We've been in the Charleston area since 2001, and it's a good little company. I've mm-hmm. been there almost 12 years myself. We try to use local vendors. We use quite a few local vendors for our products, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are made in-house. We mm-hmm. try and make everything as much U.S.-made as we can.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's something that I was surprised to hear the first time I interviewed someone from AMSCO Lighting, is that you folks, first of all, you're a local company. About how many employees do you have?
10.
About 10 employees. And you folks manufacture your own lighting.
Yes, we do.
Right here in Somerville. And then you also sell that lighting to the public as well as to other lighting stores around the country and around the world.
Yes, we do. All over the world.
Gotcha. And so, you know, how lucky are we that we live in a place like that we could, you know, depending on where you live, maybe 20-30 minute drive to AMSCO Lighting, and you folks have a showroom, and you can look at all of the different lighting fixtures that are made right here in the Lowcountry, sold throughout the country and the world, and you can buy these locally made light fixtures right here in Charleston. Probably, I would imagine, at a little less than you would if you were to buy it at a lighting store out in Dallas or something.
Definitely. And you could come in and see how they're made. Mm-hmm. You can watch us work on them. And we do a lot of, for the mirror, we do a lot of custom sizes. Mm-hmm. You have a unique shape or area you've got to fit. And you can come in and we'll sit down with you and try and give you what you need or what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't always accommodate everything, but we try very hard to give you what you want.
AMSCO Lighting is going to be, you folks are going to be at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend at the Gilliard Center. And what will you be displaying at the show? Or what have you displayed in the past at some of our shows?
One is a very unique product. It's called the wheelchair mirror. It's for people that are handicapped. The mirror is angled toward them. Where we stand, for somebody who's not in a wheelchair, you stand up in front of the mirror. Where somebody in a wheelchair has to lean back to see it, well, the mirror leans toward them. We've got our standard mirrors that we have all the time. They come in various different sizes. You have one that's 18 by 40 and 24 by 40 and 36 by 40. We also have some beautiful pendant lighting. We have our Alinea, which is our signature piece.
What is that?
It's a very slimline light, and it comes in three different sizes, 12-inch, 20-inch, and 40-inch. And it has a LED bulb that fits it, and it's a very slimline, which we've got a new product that goes with it now that you can recess into the wall. It's the same line, but it looks like your light bulb is a long cylindrical light bulb. It looks like it's floating on your wall.
Hmm.
And a lot of people have used this light to put in between mirrors.
Okay.
If you have a very long vanity, but you still want the light, they use these lights to break it up. It's very beautiful.
Interesting.
And it comes in several different finishes.
Mm-hmm.
You have polished chrome, satin nickel, polished nickel, satin silver.
So the light you're referring to, it's actually built into the wall. It's recessed into the
Yes, it is. Just like you would put an electrical outlet into the wall.
Okay.
You connect it to your stud and wire it just like you would an electrical outlet.
Mm-hmm.
But the sockets and everything, and there's a cover plate that goes over it, and then your light bulb sits right in there. And it's beautiful. They're dimming. I mean, you can dim the light, or you don't have to have it dimming.
I would guess that interior designers in particular probably love that recessed light that you're talking about. I remember this was kind of surprising when we were building our house. The electrician was talking about how they were going to have, five or six light switches all in a bank on the wall. And I remember the interior designer kind of, you know, hemming and hawing about not wanting that big solid piece of plastic on the wall, and just didn't like, you know, wanted that more of a minimal or a look that made stuff disappear.
Yes. And this is kind of what it does too. And you can run them in series together to where you can have them on one switch. I mean, they're very easily wired. I'd still recommend your electrician wire mm-hmm. them, but it's not hard for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And talk about some of the antique light bulbs that AMSCO Lighting has.
AMSCO has had the Farawatt line for many, many years, and it's all your antique bulbs. It's the bulbs like Edison made.
Okay.
Or the Edison-looking bulbs. We have 1910. 1893. Those are the years those bulbs designs mm-hmm. were out. And especially for your pendant lightings, they look beautiful. I've seen them in magazines myself where they are using the pendant light and put these antique bulbs in there.
Mm-hmm.
They give a very soft glow of light, and you can get them in incandescent and LED now.
Mm-hmm.
They're a beautiful accent light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I've seen them in photographs myself. And you mentioned something about corn cob lights. What are those?
Corn cob lights are more for an industrial setting, for in a warehouse where you need a lot of light, where you have the old long fluorescent tubes.
Mm-hmm.
This is now the corn cobs. They're a complete 360 light, And when you're working in fluorescent, a lot of times you stand in your own shadow. So you're trying to work over a bench, and you're in your own shadow. Well, with a corncob light, the light is going 360, so it's not shooting down on you. It's lighting up the whole area. Mm-hmm. So you're not working in your own shadow, so you're not trying to get out of the light to see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, one, you don't have the heat. It's a much cooler and energy-efficient way to light a very large area.
Mm-hmm. Do homeowners ever use them in their house?
Some have. Like, if you have a very high bay stairwell, you could use them there because it would give you a lot of... And you have some, they're called a garden light.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of a dome shape, so it gives you more light out than down.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in various watts, from 7 watt up to 150 watts.
Hmm.
But the amount of electricity that they use is minimal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're saving on your electric bill.
Right, right. So what are lighting stores around the country purchase from AMSCO Lighting here in Somerville? And what are the, some of the more popular fixtures that some of these lighting stores around the country are buying from AMSCO?
One of the main one is still our Alinea, our long streamline light fixture.
The recessed fixture.
No, the recessed fixture just came out.
Oh,
so
okay.
It literally came out about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But our Alinea is still our number one product. It has been through the test of time since the 80s. People are still, and we even have people that will call us and say, we bought this back in 1985. And they've called and want more.
Hmm.
They're building another house.
What does the Arlinea look like again?
It's a very long, slender, and it light fixture. It sits on your wall. It's only an inch and a half high.
Uh-huh.
So it looks very streamlined, very, to me, modern.
Okay,
But it's very elegant looking, especially mm-hmm. in a bathroom.
Hmm.
At one time, when I first went to work for AMSCO, we had a yacht company in Florida that bought the 12 inch. It's a 30 cm for all their yachts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
They're a very streamlined, beautiful looking mm-hmm. light.
Well, how can folks get more information about AMSCO Lighting?
They can go online at AMSCO.com, which is AAMSCO. We have our website, or you can come out to Somerville if you know where the Somerville Airport is.
Mm-hmm.
The municipal airport. You go down to the end. When you see the airport, turn right before you get to it. AMSCO's, you come down, AMSCO's right on the right as you come into the little industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
We have a showroom in the office. You can come in and look at the lights and the fixtures that we have. We have the Alineas on display.
Mm-hmm.
We have many of our mirrors on display. And come see us. We'll be glad to talk to you, and you can come see how things are made. And
well, good. Well, it's an honor to have a lighting manufacturer right here in Charleston, and you can buy these lights right here that are made right here in Charleston by visiting AMSCO Lightings. And we have been talking with Linda Lambert with AMSCO Lighting. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Melser Tile. And come out and see Melser Tile at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Scott Pratt with Enjoy the Shade. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Good, good. And Scott, you're going to be one of the vendors at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. What will you be showing to attendees who are coming to the show?
Well, it's basically our system is either you call it an automated pergola or a louvered roof system, but the bare bones is that it is a pergola system that actually will sense the rain, shut, and then manage the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made out of aircraft aluminum, powder coated, and we're very much resistant to the salt water.
Okay, good deal.
Yep.
Well, let's start at the beginning, because some people don't know what a pergola is. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What is a pergola?
That's a great question, because unless you've dealt with an architect recently, Most people don't know what a pergola is. They've seen them a million times, but basically, if you built a structure on the back of your house in your garden, to put a roof up, put it up on posts, and you have the rafter system in place, well, you just stop there. You don't actually put the actual sheeting and roofing on it, and it's meant for an architectural feature to create a bit of shade and a bit of curb appeal. But the great conundrum for a pergola is, what do you do when it's the heat of the day, or when it's raining?
Mm-hmm.
Because it creates a little bit of shade, but not much, and it creates no resistance to the rain.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that came our product. And
how does Enjoy the Shade, the name of your company, how do you address that issue when the sun is shining right down and shining through some of those louvers in the ceiling of your pergola, or when it rains?
Yeah, basically what our system does is it's a series of louvers that are engineered to be hurricane resistant, and it meets all codes, but it's on some sort of button, so you control it by opening or closing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your smartphone. You use a wall button, whatever the case may be, but it's automated.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can, with the smartphone, you can actually do preset positions throughout the day, to where at any time during specific times during the day, it will actually be creating the most shade, but you can actually still see through it and see sky.
Mm-hmm.
And it also vents the heat that would generate underneath a normal structure.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So somebody's got a backyard. They're looking for a little gathering spot, someplace maybe where they could have a fire pit, or maybe some outdoor furniture, so that they could kind of gather around at the end of the day and maybe have a cocktail or two. And a pergola is the perfect place for, mm-hmm. for something like that. It's a spot where you can put in your backyard. It's a focal point, and it's you don't have the expense of building an entire structure.
Correct.
But it does enhance your outdoor living experience.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And the other thing you have to deal with, especially with this climate. Not only is it very moist here, but also we deal with the seawater, the sea in the air.
Uh-huh.
The salt in the air, and in a normal pergola made of either cedar or treated lumber, whatever the case may be, just basically corrodes extremely quickly. And so with ours, we're made out of aircraft aluminum, and so and powder coated, so we're resistant to those elements, and so not only is it going to be a nice feature for you. It's a very clean, very very beautifully architecturally, but it has extreme longevity,
mm-hmm.
to it. And that was one of the things that the designer behind it, Scott Selzer, the CEO of Arcadia Roofs, the product in which we rep, that's what the problem he wanted to solve. We mm-hmm. just didn't have longevity in this market.
What sizes does the Enjoy the Shade pergola come in?
Every one of them's custom.
Okay.
Every one of them's custom, because we just don't know where, if we're going to be, covering a second store balcony, if we're going to be covering just a straight balcony on the ground attached to the house, it's going to be standalone. We're completely flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them is designed specifically for that home. And we can be from 10 by 10, and a distributor in Florida right on the coast just did a country club 9,000 square feet.
Mm.
So there are no limitations.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Interesting. They're all custom built. Talk about the process. Homeowner calls, Enjoy the Shade, and you go out to their house to look at the space, or what's the process?
Yeah, there's a couple different things there. If they just want to get an idea of costs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we'd prefer to see the space. Okay, but if, you know, we cover all of South Carolina, coastal Georgia, all the way down to Florida. So some people just call in, send us pictures, and we'll give them an idea as to, you know, what it's probably going to cost, mm-hmm. you know, barring, you know, permitting fees, engineering, those type of things. But we prefer to visit the client mm-hmm. as much as we can so we can see where it's going, what it's attaching to. The logistics to get into that area of the home, you know, get to the backyard, you know, some places you just can't get through, mm-hmm. you know, especially downtown. And so we visit, we pay them a visit, we do some measurements, we let them, you know, handle the product, and you know, get an idea of their vision, what they're looking for, and then we'll go back and most of the time we do a rendering of what the product would look like on a 3D model, and then we send it with a proposal.
Enjoy the shade pergolas, are they freestanding, or do you have to attach them to a structure?
Either way.
Either way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, ours, because of the way we build ours, they're all, just as any structure, they're hurricane rated, so they have to be able to stand on their own.
And what do you say to the people who might think, you know, a pergola is not that difficult to build. Maybe I'll just build one myself versus, you know, buying something that has been custom made for me.
It's a great question. It's a great question. There's always people that are extremely, you know, handy that can do things on their own. But the problems that we solve are the longevity, you know, the management of the rain. And I don't know if I mentioned that it actually has a rain sensor to it. Mm. And so with the electronics, if it starts to rain, the louvers automatically shut.
Okay.
Okay. And then after it stops raining for 20 minutes, then it'll all automatically open back up to the last preset position. Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it allows you to keep your cushions, you know, out on your deck. You don't have to worry about the pollen as much. You don't have to worry about them getting wet. You just use that space that much more mm-hmm. when you know that you don't have to drag the cushions out or uncover them. Mm-hmm. And so,
are the Enjoy the Shade pergolas, are they built right on site, or are they delivered already constructed?
They're assembled on site. They're manufactured. The parts are manufactured in Dahlonega, Georgia, which mm-hmm. is just north of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And so you go out and take all of the measurements and then create that rendering, and then you put the order in. The factory in Georgia will build the Enjoy the Shade pergolas, and then you'll help to assemble them at the homeowner's house.
Yeah, we have factory trained installers.
Gotcha.
And the thing, the factory trained installers, there are guys and gals that install these on their own every day. Mm-hmm. Very capable people out there. Mm-hmm. But what having a factory trained installer does is it protects the warranty. Mm-hmm. So there's no dispute.
Right.
And so, because our warranties are very extensive, just on the motors, we have 5 years. There's 15 years on anything that moves, any louver, and then it's a lifetime on any manufacturing defects. Mm-hmm. And so we put a great warranty behind this. And so by having a factory trained installer install, then it leaves any, you know, any guesswork, because that warranty is transferable. Mm-hmm. So you can literally transfer that to the next homeowner, because homes seem to change hands quite a bit mm-hmm. These days.
Well, how can folks get more information about the Enjoy the Shade pergolas?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website, which is enjoytheshade.com, or you can go to the company website, which is the product manufacturer, which is arcadiaroof.com. Mm-hmm. And then they can also just you know, call me directly at 843-345-3214, mm-hmm. and I'll be happy to assist any way we can.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Scott Pratt with Enjoy the Shade. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday